Call the West Lafayette Village Council meeting to order. Please stand for pledge and prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Amen.
Roll call.
Haney?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Musk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Okay, you've all previously been provided with a copy of the regular business meeting of February 14th, 2022. I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes if there are no corrections.
Motion to approve the minutes of February 14th meeting of 2022.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Haney?
Yes.
Musk?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Okay, I have absolutely no correspondence tonight. We have no citizens' comments. We'll move into department reports. Nothing from fire. Fiscal officer, Amy.
Okay, a couple pieces of legislation I wanted to touch on. First of all, a new one on the table tonight is 2022-04, and that is the ordinance to approve the 2022 edition of the Ohio Basic Code. That will go through three readings, and just wanted to make note there were a couple of changes in the list of ordinances that remain intact outside of the Ohio Basic Code. One pertains to the parking ordinance that is on the table for its second reading tonight, 2022-07, as well as the Building and Zoning Codes ordinance 2021-65 that was passed late last year. So we added both of those to the list. Next on the list is 2022-10, and this one I'm going to request that you waive the three readings on this one and pass it tonight. This is for us to be able to complete an application, or Aaron Lifrasher is going to take care of completing the loan application for us for the village's portion, our village's share of the sewer outfall project that we'll have going on. And we don't have the final amount of what that loan will be yet because she is working on other grant funding to offset our share of that. So that will be calculated at a later date, but that will be so we can, that'll authorize either the mayor or the village administrator to proceed with that application. I did sign up for Ohio Association of Public Treasurers Conference. That'll be coming up in mid-June. It's a two-day conference, so I did go ahead and get registered for that. It's an annual conference that I attend. Other than that, those have been passed around for approval. That's all I have tonight.
Okay, nothing from the police department. Solicitor, Joel, you got anything?
No.
Okay,
it's been fairly quiet this second.
All right, so we'll move on down the list. Village administrator, Tammy?
Yes, I have just some updates on projects. First of all, the Main Street storm sewer. We were talking about that, and they're looking at a 3 to 4 month duration, hopefully beginning in June, provided all the weather cooperates and everything. I've been in touch with the representative from ODOT on moving the paving of State Route 93 back to the end of the year rather than the beginning of the year. They're favorable to that. Agreeable to that, I guess I should say. So that hopefully will be pushed back to the end of the year. The sanitary sewer replacement on Indian Circle on 7th Street has ads going, will be placed this week for bid in the newspapers. It would go in the Beacon and the Tribune and run for 2 weeks. Easements should go out soon to affected homeowners. With work is projected to begin in April on that. And it's a 3 to 4 week project there.
for the sewer alcohol project. They were looking at the maps and thought maybe we could, they could route this a different way, the main line to the river out by the plant. And the mayor met with Nate and Ryan, and we walked the pathway out there. I'll let you elaborate on that, I guess. I'm in the process of obtaining estimates for the for roof repairs and interior repairs to the street department building. The building has a rotten fascia board along the west side of it that allows water to leak down in on the walls inside, and it's caused a lot of damage inside. Still waiting to hear back on two of those so far. Or, I'm sorry, one more. I have two in. I need one more estimate back. Also, last week, John and Nate and Ryan patched potholes on the streets. They went through 2.5 tons of coal mix patching those. Still didn't get them all, but we intend to, hopefully this week yet, get some more coal mix to make another pass around the village for any new ones, and then the ones that we didn't have enough to finish before. So we did finally get in the new street and traffic signs that we got from the West Lafayette, or the Lafayette Township grant that they got. So those will be going up as soon as I get it scheduled. The park, the electricians were there today and installed new LED bulbs in 3 of 5 lampposts today. Then Tim, the reason I asked the other day, the reason that the lights were off and on, sometimes they're on, sometimes they're off, they said that that could be attributed to the bulbs, the halogen bulbs, end of their life cycle, they'll do that. Come on and off, and they said that we wouldn't have that with the LED bulbs. So
these would be brighter.
Pardon?
The LEDs would be brighter.
Yes, yes. So hopefully this takes care of the problem over there. And then the last thing I have, I'd like to request a public works meeting to cover a couple of personnel matters and to discuss conducting a smoke test in the village.
Okay, for those of you who don't understand what the smoke test is we'll be running smoke into the sewers and looking for people who have hooked up their storm drains coming off their spouting and run it in to the sanitary sewer where it's not supposed to be. So we'll run smoke in there, and if we see smoke coming out where their spouting goes down into the drain, that the EPA frowns on quite heavily. So that's what we're looking for, is having what they call INI, infiltration water coming into the sanitary sewer that's not supposed to be there.
Better put out a notice and tell people to run water in their traps. You're going to fill somebody's house with smoke.
Once we get it scheduled, we talked about it last week and this week. Once we can get it scheduled, it's not real expensive to do. It's relatively cheap. But they do it as a training exercise and bring in several other communities to help be the spotters and record everything. So, there'll be lots of advance notice because that is a definite risk. If you don't have water in your traps, that you can get smoke in the house. But there'll be more written on that story because we don't know when that's going to happen. Speaking about, I was contacted by Brad Olinger last week, and he's involved with soil and water, county engineers, so on and so forth. And they had looked at our storm sewer project and thought that maybe we could cut the amount of pipe in half, which would reduce the cost. And those of you, I don't know how many of you look out there, but there is an old creek bed about halfway between the sewer plant and the river. The creek bed runs out through there, and it appears appears that it would drain towards the river, but so we went out and walked it last Thursday or Friday, and it does not naturally drain to the river. If you get out about Plain Hill, it actually goes uphill. So if we're dumping into it, to be able to do it, one, we would have to go out and dredge the entire area, which is, you know, the Schertz is farmland. We'd have to dredge that to get a natural fall to the river. So, and then once you set that up, you're going to have to go out and dredge it every 3 or 4 years to keep it open. But then when you get over and when the water's filled, where we discharge the river sits a lot higher than it is down there now. So if you got the window water field, look at the river, it's up at bank level and it's still backflowing into the field. So anything that we would discharge, we would be adding to it on a daily basis with our effluent flow and our storm, any storm water we have, and that water's got no place to go but to flood those fields. So we had that discussion with them, and they said, thanks for looking at it. We're going to make a notation in the records that we evaluated, but for obvious reasons, it's not a good choice. The just simple cost of dredging that area on, you know, that's probably a mile and a half, 2 miles. You have to dredge that every couple of years. Down Adams Mills, they dredge that every year. So you can just imagine the cost of trying to maintain your drain if the Schertz and Waters was open to doing it. And, you know, we decided not to even talk to them because when we walked the area, it was very clear that it wasn't going to work. They agreed with us. So that's a thing of the past. The only other thing I'll mention, the village administrator, I found out about a grant possibility for floodlands. And I've asked Tammy and our engineers to take a look at it. If we were able to obtain this grant, it could allow us to extend storm sewers down Oak Street to 7th and down Wall to 5th, getting those two soup bowls that there is absolutely no drainage in right now. So, and those were both areas that were impacted by the flood in 2019. So keep our fingers crossed and see if that can develop in the summer. And that's all I've got on that. Okay, let's go on to committee reports. Buildings and property?
Nothing at this time, Mayor.
Community business development?
Nothing tonight.
Community relations?
I got to sit in on the chamber meeting last week, and there's several things going on. First, the homecoming's been scheduled for July 28th through the 30th. And the Grand Marshal will be Mike Maslowski. Wayne's Garage Door will be putting new doors on the eat stands. They'll be the roll-up garage doors. They don't have a quote provided yet for how much that's going to cost, but that's something that's coming. For the homecoming, they're going to have entertainment by Albany's Amusements. The Christmas parade is going to start this year at 12:30 instead of there was a motion passed, I think it started at 1 before, so they moved it to 12:30. And they asked if council could store the Christmas lights. Their chamber is running out of storage space with whatever they use.
And the Christmas lights that hang on Main Street, they're actually belong to the chamber. We have them, and we'll have to look and see what we can do, because right now, I would say that might be a little difficult until we get some of the stuff out of the storage building straight across the street, but we'll look at it and see what we can do.
Okay, that's all I have.
Okay, anything for finance, Chris?
No, nothing tonight.
Nothing for fire dependency ordinance?
We met on the 21st. We discussed the basic code ordinance in front of us for the first reading tonight, and also discussed the dilapidated structure ordinance. And we'll schedule another meeting tonight.
Okay, Park Board.
Yes, Park Board had a meeting Friday, and we got an old quote for some trees, and I contacted them, and they're going to send us a new quote, because this one here is for last year's quote. So we'll wait and see what they're gonna do. I didn't know that either until I looked at it more. That's all I got right now.
Okay, anything for Planning Commission, Ronnie?
No, we've got a new Planning Commission book, don't we? Is that what these guys?
Well, yes, not a Planning Commission book, but building codes and zoning, yes.
Yeah, so.
It would be a good idea to schedule a meeting with your Planning Commission to review that.
Yeah, well, all the people that's on the Planning Commission should get a copy of it.
Absolutely.
Huh?
Yes.
Yep, okay, just checking. Oh, wait a minute, I'm sorry.
I went to the county Planning Commission the other night, and what is it you always said? Nothing that pertains to us.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is. There's some things in the works, but nothing that we need to be concerned with.
I seen a truck ride run around here with an American flag and a flag that sort of got the bad words on it.
Yep, I've seen it many times.
Is there anything we can do about that?
Nope, they have, I believe, Joel, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, have freedom of speech rights, so.
We had one on Russell, we had complaints, tried to do something about it, and we got wrapped on the knuckles.
One on Union also.
Yeah. Yeah, there's one posted along the side of a barn too, over on
Union.
Is that what?
Gay.
Yeah.
It's their freedom of speech.
I just wondered, I've seen it several times, and I just kept thinking, why would you want to do that?
Yeah, some people are missing it.
Yeah.
We addressed it probably a year ago, a little over a year ago, and we got our knuckles smacked pretty good.
All right, I was just checking. I didn't know, I figured something, y'all seen it somewhere along the line, but didn't know.
Some folks aren't as articulate. They don't want to express themselves, they just, they're going to stick with
the You don't have them on your car, do you? Okay, just
put
checking.
Any stickers on my car. First, the resale value.
That's all I got.
All right, public safety.
Nothing tonight.
Public works, Richard.
Nothing tonight.
Nothing from records, nothing from rules. Okay, we got a little bit of legislation to get through. Up for second reading, ordinance number 2022-03, an ordinance approving and adopting the 2021-2026 countywide all-natural hazard mitigation plan prepared by RFG Associates, Inc. That's the second reading. Up next for, this will be the first reading out of three. The financial fiscal officer has addressed this. Ordinance number 2022-04, an ordinance approving, adopting, and enacting the American Legal Publishing Ohio Basic Code 2022 edition as the code of ordinance for the villages of West Lafayette, Ohio, repealing all ordinances in conflict therewith and declaring an emergency. That's the first reading. Up next is ordinance number 2022-07, an ordinance amending section 76.04 of the Ohio Basic Code titled Parking Prohibitions and section 76.05 of the Ohio Basic Code titled Parking Near Curb Privileges for Persons with Disabilities and Establishing Penalties. That's the second reading. And finally, this does contain the emergency clause. Resolution number 2022-10, a resolution authorizing the mayor and or village administrator of the village of West Lafayette to apply for, accept, and enter into a water pollution control loan fund, WPCLF agreement on behalf of the council of the village of West Lafayette for planning and design of wastewater improvements and designing a dedicated repayment source for the loan.
Motion to waive the rules and three required readings for resolution 2022-10.
Second.
Howell?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yes.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Musk?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Powell?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Okay, I don't have any other business to bring before council. Anybody else?
Can I just make a public service announcement? The West Lafayette Rotary Club will be having their health fair on Saturday, March the 12th, from 7 to 9 at the Baptist Church at the end of Main Street. Thank you.
Okay. Let's schedule committee meetings. Anybody got anything?
Finance on the 14th at 6:30.
Public Works, when can we do that?
Any day but Tuesday.
Any day but Tuesdays or Thursdays.
Or Wednesdays. Or,
or Wednesday.
I'm good this Wednesday.
Or Saturday between 2 and 4 a.m.
No.
Wednesday?
It's you three.
Huh? That good with you? On Wednesday?
Wednesday this week.
The 2nd?
5 o'clock? Sure. What time do you get out of work?
I get out of work at 5, so
5:30.
5:30?
Yeah, that's fine.
You want to do ordinance at 6:30 after that?
Yeah, we can.
Ricky, you all right with that?
Yep, that's fine with me.
I guess we'll
that is good. So we're going to do public works on 3-2 at 5:30.
Yep.
And ordinance on 3-2 at 6:30.
Yep.
Anybody else? On once, on twice. Okay, this is what we've got. March 2nd at 5:30, Public Works. March 2nd at 6:30, Ordinance. And March 14th at 6:30, Finance. Bill's been around?
Yes, sir.
Must you pay the bills?
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Musk?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Entertaining a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Cheney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Musk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Wheeler?
That might be a record.
We need a record.
It's when Amy keeps it light.